The warm temperatures and lack of snow this winter are making me grumpy. I know some of you welcome these mild winter conditions. It makes for easy traveling and you don't need to shovel. And I realize it is an El Niño year and it is bound to be warmer than usual, but this El Niño is exacerbated by a warming earth. If you need local proof of our changing climate, just look at our lakes. A recent paper on warming lakes was published in December 2015. The first sentence of the press release sums it up. Climate change is rapidly warming lakes around the world, threatening freshwater supplies and ecosystems, according to a new study spanning six continents. This study looked at 235 lakes from around the world that have been monitored for at least 25 years. This study used temperature data measured remotely by satellites in space, as well as long-term ground-based measurements. Some of the data were from our own Trout Lake Station's long-term ecological research, where we have monitored seven lakes in Vilas County for 30-plus years. The study found that lakes are warming an average of 0.61 degrees Fahrenheit each decade. That's more warming than is being experienced by the oceans or by the atmosphere over land. Lakes in the Great Lakes region, as well as Northern Europe, are warming significantly faster than the global average. The temperature of Lake Superior is one of the fastest rising and has increased by more than 6 degrees Fahrenheit, most of this rise in the last 30 years. It may be surprising, but lakes that are warming the fastest are those that are deep and are ice-covered in winter. So why is this happening and what does it mean for us? The biggest factor is ice cover. In this warming climate, lakes are covered by ice for a shorter portion of the year and the ice is thinner, which is both a cause and an effect of the lake warming. Frozen lakes reflect away much of the incoming solar radiation, so they stay frozen longer. When a lake is not frozen, all that sunlight gets absorbed by the lake. They have longer to warm up and so end up with more total heat in the lake. Basically, summer lasts longer in these lakes. Then it takes longer for the water to cool enough to freeze the lakes. But even more important is that lakes thaw earlier in the spring, due partly to thinner ice and to warmer air temperatures. What difference does this make? Maybe you're thinking the earlier my lake opens, the faster I can get out there fishing. But this is really bad news. Each spring, the lake mixes so that the oxygen is replenished at the bottom of the lake. As summer sets in, the warm surface water is separated from cool, deep water. Though cool water can hold more oxygen than warm water, the bottom cool waters can run out of oxygen as bacteria use up the oxygen as they decompose all the dead stuff raining down on the bottom of the lake. The longer summer goes on, the less oxygen there will be in the deep water. If the entire lake warms up, cold water fish, such as trout and cisco, will be squeezed into a narrowing band of cold, high oxygen water and may eventually be eliminated from our Wisconsin lakes. You may have heard of Lake Baikal in Chile, Siberia. It competes with Lake Superior for the title of the largest lake in the world. Like Lake Superior, Lake Baikal is warming much faster than global air temperatures. Lake Baikal freezes over every winter, but now the ice is thinner and covers the lake for a shorter part of the winter. The only freshwater seal in the world, the Baikal seal, is having a tough time reproducing because of the changes in the ice. And the famous freshwater sponges of Lake Baikal, my darling freshwater sponges, are dying because of the warming lake. What can we do about this? Well, first off, don't let anyone tell you this is not happening. Natural systems are messy, and seeing a clear signal is often difficult because of natural variability. But there's no uncertainty here. The planet is warming, and our lakes are the canary in the coal mine, and they're letting us know that things are amiss. And please, excuse me for being so grumpy. If you have a climate change story to share, or if there's a future Field Notes topic you would like to see addressed, contact us by calling WXPR or send an email to miranda@wxpr.org. We'd love to hear from you. For Field Notes, this is Susan Knight of UW Trout Lake Station.